You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hello and welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Secret Vibe Lounge. And a special welcome to the newcomers. Now, VIBE is an acronym. It's an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. Because these are the attributes that require change. Wayne Dyer said, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And VIBE is, of course, an abbreviation for the word vibration. And what is vibration? Vibration is nothing more than energy in motion. You are energy in motion. What you think about is energy in motion. And so that's why, usually at the beginning of these meetings, I always say, what are you thinking about? And the reason why I do that is because I know that you're sending your energy in motion. If you're complaining about something, if you're in a mode of complaint, what are you doing? You're sending out a negative emotion and you're calling in the very thing that you say that you do not want. So to get yourself, your mind and that super mind or subconscious into alignment, spirit, mind and body in alignment, I like to say, focus on what you want. Okay, it's a reset button. Focus on what you want. And all you simply need to do is ask yourself right now in this very moment, what do I want? And your brain will have you focus on what you want. And so therefore now you can say yes to what you're focusing on. And the subconscious doesn't know any difference between don't, not, or no. It doesn't understand those words. It says yes to everything. So if I were to say to you right now, I can demonstrate it. Don't think of a pink house with yellow stripes. I know what you're thinking about right now. Because the subconscious, I like to say superconscious or spirit, if I want to use a non-scientific word, says yes. It says yes because it always wants to please us. It never judges anything. It says, your wish is my command. And so you see it. It doesn't understand the words don't, not, and no. So that's why you always have to say what you want in the positive. And when you think about what you're thinking in the positive, you are saying yes to it. Yes is a very powerful word. So what are you going to say yes to today? What are you going to get yourself in alignment with today? Because remember, as I always like to say, you don't attract what you want. You attract who you are. And what are you? You're energetic beings. You're unlimited. When you think about water, when you think about ice cubes, you heat the ice cubes, it turns into water. You heat the water, it turns into gas. These are molecules that are vibrating, yes? And they move from a very physical form of ice to then liquid as the molecules vibrate even faster. And then they're free to escape, isn't it, in the air. Steam. Molecules that are separate, that you cannot see, but yet it is still there. And so it is with you. We are all one together, even though we appear separate as those separate ice cubes. We are in fact energy, spiritual beings that appear to be separate, and yet we are not. And I received a great understanding of this through a message that I received in my early 20s. whilst I would have to say in a mode of meditation where I was still. And it was from this stillness of meditation that I received a message. And the message was, as I can succinctly put it, is that there is no difference between right and wrong. It was profound and it was very clear. And I refer this to NDBRW so often throughout this talk. You may hear me just say NDBRW because I don't want to say no difference between right and wrong, although I actually have no problem saying no difference between right and wrong. It's usually when I write it, as you can imagine, having to write that sentence on a repeated basis. And what God showed me is that in as much as in the word, in the Bible, he tells us that he's the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He didn't say he was the Alpha or the Omega, because God is an all-inclusive God. He is one. And what is one cannot be divided in on itself. So at the moment that you say, this is the beginning, are you not in that moment also saying this is the end? It's the end of something, isn't it? And so God shows us that there are no opposites in a world of eternity. And you are an eternal being. So I was given this message, there is no difference between right and wrong. Because at the moment that you decide that something is wrong, it means that something is right. Yes? At the moment that you decide that something is up, it is down. At the moment you decide that something is left, it is also right. You see, it's all relatable to where you are standing, to your point of view, to where you are positioned. You see, when you have a physicality, when you have a body, it's all about orientation, isn't it? It's related to your body. But that which is eternal, God, the spirit side of us, it doesn't have an opposite because there it is also. It's all around. Anything that is formless has no opposite. And so I received a message, there is no difference between right and wrong. And at the time, it seemed like the most illogical message I had ever heard. And I responded with, what do you think I responded with? I'm sure some of you are thinking of it right now. What do you mean there is no difference between right and wrong? That's why I gave the pre-explanation to answer that question, the objection in your mind. And I responded with that to the spirit that told me, that gave me that message. And I said, everyone knows there is a difference between right and wrong. However, in receiving that spiritual revelation, I knew it was truth. Despite what my common sense was telling me, I knew it to be truth. And I knew that its meaning would be unveiled. Do you know why? Because I knew that I had to seek it out. I had to seek it out. And with anything in life, whatever you seek, whenever you seek the truth, whenever you seek to unravel something, it becomes unraveled, especially if you're going in the road of truth, especially if you're going in the right direction. And I knew that I'd received a spiritual revelation. Don't know how I know, but I just knew it was truth. And so what I did is I tried that message on for size. I began to view the world and with those that I interacted with through that lens, that there is no difference between right and wrong. And I would have to say that what transpired was, for me, nothing short of miraculous. It was an epiphany. It was an enlightenment. It was an awakening. Because when I tried that message on for size, everything changed. My life transformed in ways that I couldn't possibly imagine. It changed me. It changed the way I looked at other people. And one of the main ways, which I'm sure that you can appreciate, that it changed me is in regard to judgment. So when I would speak to someone and listen to their point of view, I would respect the fact that all they were giving me was a point of view. In other words, they were just sharing with me their perspective from where they're standing. But what I was deeply aware of is the fact that that's all it was. It was just a perspective, a narrow perspective, because they did not, or I do not have the ability to see the whole picture. It's as simple as that. I do not have the ability to see the whole picture. And in my acceptance of that truth, as I'm sure that you can recognize that that is truth, I was then able to relinquish, and still do relinquish, judgment when conversing with somebody, knowing that there is something that lies beyond my perspective. So that's the groundwork for this talk today. So how does that feel? Just try on for size. And as I go through this talk, I want you to look at it through the filter that there's no difference between right and wrong. I want you to just put aside, just for a moment, all your prejudgments. Because you may be thinking about particular situations that you are involved with at the moment. You may be very keenly aware of situations where you have judged or are judging another person right now. And I'm saying to you right now, whilst you're in this lounge, just put all of that away. Leave it at the door. Come in, sit down, grab your favorite beverage, and let's just play with this thought for a little while. Do you agree with me? Can you do that? Wonderful. Because the truth is that when you look at life through NDBRW, no difference between right and wrong, you realize that your perspective is based on partial vision. And therefore, your judgments of a situation are misleading. And of course, I say partial because it is not in your ability to know. Your senses are limited, and they're actually predicated on your programming attained from the society that you were born into, the country you were born into, the culture that you were born into, your religion. All of these influences, influence from your parents, your teachers, TV, books, social media, the list continues, doesn't it? So many influences. And when you realize the limitation of your perspective, which is based also on your perception through these filters that are in the glass of your mind, it frees you from its deceptiveness. Because you're fully aware that it is not based on the whole picture. So recently I wrote an article for a magazine. It's not yet released. And they asked me for 7 ways in which the NDBRW concept can help enhance your relationship. So how can believing that there is no difference between right and wrong help your relationships? So let's look at peace. So as I mentioned, no difference between right and wrong, NDBRW. So whenever you see that phrase anywhere, you know what it means, okay? Will cause you to relinquish judgment and choose and cause you to not engage in conflict. Because think about it, why would you engage in conflict if you know that your perspective is just as valid as the other person's? You know, in God's word, in the Bible, it says, why remove the beam from another person's eye when you've got a great big plank in your own eye, right? What is that telling us? That neither of you are right and wrong. And instead, the thing is, when you can park up that judgment, you will now find yourself seeking to understand another person's perspective. Looking at things perhaps from their eyes, from their experience. And so when you park up that judgment, that is when you find yourself truly in a position to listen and to empathize with another. And when you can do that, the person who you're conversing with will feel heard by you, and they will feel free to share with you what's in their heart, because they don't feel as if they're being judged. And so therefore, it causes peace. There is no conflict. There's no trying to press your opinion on another person. You literally adopt the attitude of let's agree to disagree if that belief doesn't serve you or that perspective doesn't serve you, but not because you deem it right or wrong. And so we choose peace instead of conflict. And so number two is trust. That was number one. As the other person's trust factor in you increases because they don't feel judged by you, you will find that this will deepen the connection that you both have. You become relatable to one another. You see, when you give a person your trust, that person will now invest their trust in you. It's reciprocal, isn't it? And what is trust? Does trust not allow you to come closer? It brings you closer, doesn't it? It forms that tighter bond. So one of the impacts of embracing NDBRW is that it allows another person to invest their trust in you. And see, all the time while this is happening, you are investing trust within yourself. You see, you can't give what you do not have. And number three is acceptance. This deepening of trust can then lead to vulnerability. This person feels that they can just be vulnerable with you because there's no judgment. They feel confident to open up and to reveal their authentic self because they feel that you are not going to admonish them for their authenticity, for them sharing their authenticity, for them sharing with you what's truly on their mind. And so therefore, they feel acceptance. They're looking at themselves and they're thinking, well, there's no wrong or right in me. I can let loose of these perspectives that stop me from seeing myself in the way that God sees me. And I can accept myself. And so in this feeling of acceptance of self, and feeling that you also are not stopping them from accepting themselves and in their willingness to trust you, they then feel accepted. And this is a feeling that we all strive for, whether we're consciously aware of it or not. We all strive for acceptance. But it first starts with acceptance of self. And this is what NDBRW enables you to do. An uncommon message, a very unusual, illogical seeming message, and yet it has the complete reverse effect. And number four is fear. Now, this is a big one, isn't it? No difference between right and wrong, NDBRW, releases you from fear. You see, fear has many faces. And it's the reason behind why many people wear masks. They're afraid to show themselves. Why? Because, again, of judgment. They're afraid to express their authentic wants and their authentic desires for fear of judgment. What is it with this judgment thing? Fear that they will not live up to another person's judgment or perspective of who they think they are. That's how crazy the world is. Everyone running around in fear. And so you can see that when you employ NDBRW, it begins to reveal to you who you really are. You start to really drop some limiting beliefs here. This is about cleanup. This is about restoration. To become who God created you to be. The thing is, you're already that. But if you've got all of this stuff going on, how can you see that you are as God created you? And number five is freedom. NDBRW will give you the freedom to just be. To just be is an innate desire that we all possess. And yet, we live our lives in bondage. We're shackled to the fears of those around us. Shackled to their fears, shackled to our fears. Shackled to those fears that others project onto us. And so what you'll find is that NDBRW will serve as a reset button. That's what it does. It levels the playing field. No difference between right and wrong. So therefore, I'm going to drop all my judgments here. And it allows you to release your fears and to own your authenticity, to own your uniqueness. There's no one like you. I don't care if they have the same name as you. Grew up in the same culture as you. There's no one like you. No one has the same palm print as yourself. No one can stand in your shoes. No one can do things the way that you do. You are so unique, and what is unique is rare. And we know the value of that which is rare. Think of oil paintings. And so own your uniqueness. Own your difference. Don't be afraid of your difference. Allow your difference to come through. And that's what NDBRW allows you to do. And when you can do that, you allowing those preordained gifts that God has blessed you with, your creator, to present yourself as a gift to the world. To present those gifts to others, which will then serve as a solution to their problem. And in turn, you will find them a problem, a solution to yours. You see, we're all designed to fit together as a beautiful mosaic. Those jigsaw pieces that all fit into one another. But how will we know where we fit unless we are able to be our authentic self? How will we know? If we don't know who we are, we're going to be ill-fitting pieces. And you can see that in society. That's why the world is the way it is. It's a mess because you've got ill-fitting pieces in places on the beautiful mosaic where they shouldn't be placed, and yet they're placed there So the mosaic is all scrambled up and distorted looking. But when you are able to free yourself from fear, from all the lies that pull you away from who you truly are, who God destined you to be, then you will be a piece that slots in and attracts in to you that which was destined to fit in between you. And collectively, with united will, we will form a beautiful mosaic. So I believe I was just given this message to help people to unveil themselves, to recognize who they truly are. And so let's go to number six, openness. You know, often we seek to be defensive of our perspective. That's why we will engage in battle and conflict and hold firm to what we believe in. Not realizing that it's in our defenselessness that we open ourselves to discover who we really are, which lies beyond our narrow perspective. I remember when I was younger, I had this dream. And I remember jackknifing out of my dream. And I heard again the voice of spirit, loud and authoritative. And it said, "How can I change you with walls all around you?" And I saw four lines of rubble. The rubble was basically the tower that had broken down. And I remember looking at the tower and thinking, well, at least whatever was holding me has been broken down. And I believe that that is what God has done. He has broken down that tower. It's already broken down. But now, in the physicalness of it all, you see, that was spiritual. I am now manifesting that. I am getting rid of limiting beliefs. I'm becoming stronger in who I am. And begin to recognize the abundanceness of who I am. And begin to realize the birthright that I have. That I am strong. That I am peace. That I am love. That I am beautiful. That I am holy. I'm all of these things that are an attribute of God. We were created in His image. And when I talk about myself, I talk about this for you as well. Is a crumb not still a biscuit? If I break a biscuit and it releases into crumbs, do the crumbs not still have the same ingredient? You were created in the image of God. You are a spiritual being. A spiritual being, that steam, vibrating molecules that are vibrating at a lower speed to form that ice cube, to form that physicality, that body. And so we have spirit, mind, and body. And our mind serves as the filter through which we select to feed into that super consciousness, which I also like to refer to as spirit. That's why I always say to you, focus on what you want, because your body is a servant to the mind. And so when you use your mind as a filter to determine what it is that you want, that is then you aligning with your super consciousness, your spirit that says yes to everything. Because you're constantly creating all the time. From the abstract, from the nothingness, from the formless that is around us. Sometimes I like to refer to it as plasticine. That which is around us that we cannot see. We call it nothing when it is something. You know, the Bible tells us if you count your nothing as something, then even what you do have, we're going to lose. Think about it, a cup is not just made of the material that it's made from, it's also defined by what it is not, by the energetical particles that are around it that hold the material intact. Let me not digress, but I hope that you got value in what I just shared. So we are unlimited beings. And in doing so, when we are able to look beyond our narrow perspective in any situation, we say, you know what, I know that this is just my perspective. I can't really lean on my understanding of this situation. So let me go beyond my narrow perspective and let's see what my creator who created me said that I should do. And that comes in stillness because God is speaking to us all the time. And in your asking, you're asking through your emotions, which is vibration. Your creator, God, unlimited power, super consciousness, whatever word you want to ascribe to that which lies beyond your perspective is hearing you all the time. But it's in this stillness and in a state of expectancy that you will then see that what you have asked for, whether unknowingly or not, you have received through your emotion, your energy in motion. You see, even though we speak in words, what do the words do? They create motion in us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. God didn't actually speak in Aramaic or French or Spanish. It was feeling. That feeling was an impression on the formless around. It was an indentation. It was an impression. And we have the ability to do that, to create out of the formless around us. I wrote the book, The Difference. It was an idea first. It was spiritual first. But then it took time for it to manifest. So whatever was physical was first spiritual. So let me not digress, but I know that you always get some nuggets in what I say. And so don't always look beyond your narrow perspective. Don't trust what you believe. Don't believe what you believe. Essentially, that's what I'm saying. And the last one is true love. I love true love. You see, no difference between right and wrong translates as there is no difference between Mr. or Miss Right or and Mr. / Miss Wrong. There's no difference between, you know, as women, especially us women, we're always looking for Mr. Right. Okay, men love their freedom, so maybe sometimes they're not always looking for Miss Right. But we're always looking for Mr. Right, but there is no such thing. There is only your perspective reflected right back at you because we are all one. You reap what you sow. So when you free yourself from the mask that prevents you from attracting your authentic match, I'll say that again, when you free yourself from the mask that prevents you from attracting your authentic match, then you will have implemented the knowledge. And I want you to catch this, that you can never attract more than how you feel about yourself. And so you see, voila, as the French say, there it is. No difference between right and wrong is the path to finding self-love, therefore enhancing all your relationships. Now, I'm hoping that this message touched somebody today. Let it touch somebody today. Because this is truth. So go out, have a wonderful day, focus on what you want, and let's catch up next time. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.